Now, our CO2 emissions have gone through the roof, with bushfires believed to have emitted two-thirds of Australia's annual emissions in the period of just a few months, with experts suggesting it may take more than 100 years for forests to absorb the CO2 released this season. It's quite shocking. In short, we need all the help we can get, and sometimes it comes in surprising forms like algae. Yeah, you heard me. Like the slippery, slimy stuff many of us call seaweed. That's a type of algae. We have Professor Peter Routh with us here in the studio, Executive Director of the Climate Change Cluster at UTS, to talk to us about the innovative ways his team are using algae to help combat climate change, including working with a local brewery to make green beer. Now, I'm assuming that's climate-friendly, not green beer.
No, the beer's not green, but the beer has had its CO2 emissions stripped and captured in the algae.
So can you tell us first what's so special about algae?
Algae are extremely efficient at capturing CO2. They're tiny little single-celled organisms. Mm-hmm. As you said in your introduction, they're both macroalgae, that's the seaweeds, and the microalgae, that's the ones that grow in the rivers. And they're very, very efficient at stripping CO2 out of the atmosphere, photosynthesizing. They make lots and lots of different products. They make sugars, oils, proteins, all of these things that can be used in industry. Mm. So we can use the products of the algae as well. So it's both stripping CO2 and making products.
And what gave you the idea to partner with a brewery?
Working with any industry that emits CO2 is going to be helpful for mitigating climate change. So what we've got to do to go forward is we've got to have both a combination of adaptation, where we adapt our society to elevated temperatures, but we've got to also start stripping the CO2 out of the atmosphere. And the best way to do that is to work with industries, and to work with industries that are regional, local, that make a small amount of CO2, it's easier to catch their CO2 straight out of their production system when it's more concentrated than let it go into the atmosphere and then have to catch it again.
Yeah,
So breweries are perfect for us to work with.
Yeah, and a popular in-demand product.
Absolutely, and we can make them sustainable.
Yeah, and it's a good talking point too.
It is.
When you're having your beer. Now, your team at Climate Change Cluster at UTS is collaborating with the Young Henry's Brewery in the Inner West. Can you tell us about how this collaboration came about and what you're looking to do in the future?
So it's been a long, slow journey of working with Young Henry. So I think the important thing with industry is to sit down, talk to them, listen to what their challenges are, understand where their problems and the opportunities are, and then go forward slowly. So it's been about 2 years that we've been talking with Young Henry's. We started out where we had a Vivid Talks. We had an exhibit in Vivid 2 years ago where we brought the CEO of Young Henry's onto the panel, and he was a like-minded, interested person that understood sustainability, and he was an industry partner. And so as that relationship evolved, then we started talking about ways that we could work more accurately with Young Henry's and solve some of their problems. Yeah. So it's a slow relationship, but it's important to take your time and understand what industry needs, as opposed to saying, we can solve your problem tomorrow. Mm. We're academics. We've got a whole range of solutions, but we've got to listen to industry.
Yeah, have that collaboration.
Absolutely.
In place.
Yeah.
Match made in heaven. Now, with this type of technology using algae, do you see it replacing some manufacturing methods, for instance, or operating as an alternative in the future?
Absolutely. We need it to change a whole range of industry raw materials. Algae can be a sustainable alternative to all of the fossil fuel hydrocarbons. So the hydrocarbons that we have that are making plastics, oils, paints, inks, all of these compounds come from fossil petrochemicals. Mm. And we can make the same lipids, the same oils using algae. So we can strip the CO2 out of the atmosphere, make a product, slot it straight into the same industry. We don't have to change the processing of the industry. Yeah. We just give them a different raw material. Instead of giving them a fossil raw material, we give them a current raw material.
Wow. It makes so much sense when you put it like that.
Oh,
But like I said, we were chatting a bit before the start of the interview, I didn't even know that you could use algae for glass bottles. Is it something that people will know about when they go to order a drink, or it's just going to look the exact same?
So what they can use, so you can make plastic bottles mm-hmm. with algae. So you can make plastics, you can make fibers, you can make plastic bags, plastic films using algae. The beer that will be in the glass will look exactly the same.
Okay.
All that's different is that this CO2 that's been emitted during the fermentation process hasn't gone into the atmosphere. We've caught it into the algae, and then we can make products with it.
It sounds absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for telling us all about
no
the
worries.
Algae bottle. That was Professor Peter Routh from the Executive Director of the Climate Change Cluster at UTS, University of Technology, Sydney, talking with us about their innovative research using algae to create sustainable solutions for businesses. Sounds absolutely amazing and a pretty cool idea that you can buy a drink and do good for the environment as well. That one I think we can all cheers to.